This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, Coach. How you holding up?
Doing good. Can't complain. Head down, working hard, but, great day to be a Wildcat as always. So.
Yes, it is. Well. So, Coach, having to jump into this, after watching that Richmond Hill film, what stood out to you the most about where things maybe didn't go as planned on Friday night?
I think running the football. I mean, when you run the ball 29 times and you only run for 96,
yeah,
and that's an issue. And especially if you take out the quarterback's carries, because he only pulled maybe twice on zone read. I think he carried a total of seven, so that means five of the other ones were some scramble drill
stuff. Yeah.
So now you're talking about, you're talking about 22 carries for, not a lot of yards, and I think we can't become one-dimensional. Yes, we threw for 285 and two touchdowns, and we dropped two other touchdowns where it would have been a plus 330-yard day, 340-yard day maybe.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Maybe even 350, because one of them would have been a 65-yard touchdown. But when you become one-dimensional, it makes it easy for the opposing defense to play you. And so we got to, that's the thing that stuck out the most is our inability to run the football.
So some losses, as you know better than anybody, some losses can reveal things that maybe wins can cover up.
Correct.
Like, what did this one show you about your team's current identity?
I found some resilience in us. That's something that you're never sure about, because even in the re-ball game, we were down for 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe, where, they took the lead, stopped us, then we had to get a stop, and then we scored the next possession. But I thought going down multiple scores, we were able to show resilience, because even in the Brunswick game, that was back and forth. It was never you're down by two scores.
Right.
And I think it showed that we can go in at halftime and come out and make some good adjustments. Even dating back to last year, Richmond Hill just had bad luck. If the new thing that's coming out where it's run through 32 for next year, Richmond would have been they hosted a playoff game.
That's right.
So I think it showed that the coaches were able to go in there and make adjustments, come out at halftime. Thought the kids were resilient, but then I think the biggest piece is that it showed that, we've got to develop some toughness in our run game. And whether that's at back, whether that's at offensive line, whether that's in how we coach to help create toughness, we've got to continue to try to find a way to create that toughness, in the trenches on both sides, for us. But, I thought defensively we finally showed that we play defense, we don't play offense, and we're going to control what we can control. I don't know if you guys could see, every time we got stopped, I would meet the kids out there before they run out there. And I just did the shoulder shrug, nothing we can do about it. We just got to go play. I mean, because I think they had six possessions in the first half, or maybe even seven. And for sure, four of the possessions were 30-yard line, plus 30-yard line.
Oh, yeah, they were in good spot.
Another one was plus 40, one was plus 50. They had one other drive that was actually backed up. So, I think for us, that we show the resilience there. But so some things were revealed to us, in the loss. Obviously, you would have much rather learn those things in a win.
Of course, yeah.
But, it's like I said, it's we're under the bridge, and it's where we are.
And, in watching this team, I'll tell you, we obviously looking at everybody, watch every play of every game, yeah. And still no heads hanging and stuff. That is – you can tell that the – what's the culture of the team is right.
So that's one thing, as a coach, you have to pride yourself in your kids believing in you. Because in this generation, everybody knows, especially those of you that have teenage children, if a kid don't like you or they don't believe in you, they'll stop. It's no skin off their back in that sense. And so for us, that's one big thing that we could, we were able to implore them to go hard and continue to play hard. And so I feel like that's one big thing we wanted to make sure we continue to do. And I thought we did a good job of that, where we were able to play and kind of get the kids going.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Were there any positive or individual performances that maybe didn't show up in the box score that you were proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you don't keep up with the stats right away, you don't know that Will Smith, our linebacker, who I forget the name of the company, Jesus, is this insuring Camden, I think. They made him player of the game this week. It's his best game of his career.
It'll come out on Thursday, but we did
and,
too.
Okay, so there we go. And Will Smith is one of the
– Yes.
He's one of those kids that everybody has been waiting on to kind of have that breakout game because he's a 40-inch vert.
And just a junior too,
he's
right?
Only a junior.
Yeah. Excuse me.
No, you're good. First year being a full-time starter, you know, one of our strongest kids, fastest kids. So I think he finally showed up. And it's something that you wouldn't know if you don't – you know, if you're not kind of looking for it or paying attention to it. So I thought Will Smith played a phenomenal game. Obviously, you know, David Coleman stuck out, the 92-yard pick six.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
They got called back because we made a bonehead selfish play where we, you know, peeled back, block a guy for absolutely no reason. But Will Smith definitely showed up for us and played a phenomenal game. And I think, too, Elijah Rose, man, like, he's a kid that it was a big third down catch. You know, Sean Green's getting doubled. They kind of screwed down on the outside guys, and Elijah had off coverage. And I think it showed the trust of our quarterback to say, as much as I may want to force the ball to David or Sean because it's a third down situation, everybody says, get the ball to your guys.
Sure.
The scheme of the defense and the scheme of our offense said, this ball goes to EJ. And Elijah went out there and made a great play and you know, kept our drive going for us. And so I think that those are things that you wouldn't see in a box score where Elijah had, he had two catches. And one of those catches
crucial
was
ones.
A crucial for that third quarter. Which helped us continue to go score touchdowns, third down catch, keep a drive going.
So how's the mood been around the team since Friday, Coach? What's kind of been your message to the players as you practice this week?
Obviously, again, on Sunday, you know, you're sitting around, you know, when they come show up, you can tell they're still licking their wounds.
Watching film on Sundays?
Yep. Yeah. Another let one get away. You know, we try to flush the week on Sunday. We didn't, like last year, we didn't bring him in. Because Sundays get tricky with family time and church just all those different things. Some kids have to work, and they work on the weekends because they sacrifice their football. And so you get them in, you can look in the faces. You know, they're not happy, obviously. You know, coaches aren't happy because you know, whether it's, you know, the fire everybody or why isn't this kid playing, why isn't that kid playing? You know, the kids hear all that. You know, they look at social media and they see, you know, people – one parent's blaming the offense, one parent blaming defense,
right.
Somebody's blaming special teams. And those things can fracture, you know, the kids if you're not careful. And so I think that's one of the biggest things. You know, they were obviously sad. That's the beauty of Monday. Like I said, me and Coach Green were walking in yesterday. I was like, man, thank God for Monday.
Yeah.
Because when you come in on Monday, you get to go out for practice. You're prepared for a whole new scheme, a whole new different thing like that. So that's where, you know, Mondays are good for you. And I think even this morning, you know, getting ready, watching practice tape, you know, you can see them slowly letting go of last week and moving into Lowndes.
I love it. So you've talked a lot this season about finishing drives and things like that. How close do you feel the offense is kind of to putting it all together? And did that play – it seemed like – did that play into a couple of the times going for it on fourth down and short deep in our own territory?
Especially the one we – you know, that's the one I talked to you off air about – you know, the 11 plays in the game that, you know, we pinpointed that were, you know, crucial times of us losing. I said the one true coaching mistake, we it should have been a walk-in on third down for the first down when we were backed up. And I was like, just run the same play. Fast, run the same play. Now, thinking about it, obviously, you know, they're going to bring some pressure because they're thinking the same thing. So we should have probably went, you know, fake count to see if we can get them to jump. Look to the sideline and decide yes or no, call timeout, whatever. That was one of those things. But yes, that plays into why you go for it because I want my big guys to realize, like, guys, you are big. You're good.
Sure.
Now, you're not just big. You're good football players. I trust that you can get a body to body. I trust the backs to be able to get first downs. I want guys to know, like, we need to be able to finish drives and not let people off the hook because they get a stop on and make it fourth and inches. We need to be able to go get that. So that's kind of, you know, where you try to make those choices to go for it. That's why down on the goal, I had already missed a field goal. And then I'm like, man, it is third and two from the three, from the 2-yard line. Like, we're going to give it to Parks, try to go quarterback ISO. You know, we get a high snap, which throws it off. And then, you know, we try to go rhino and they stuff us, you know, but that's kind of a part of it where we've got to just be able to finish. And I think we're close as a total program. I think we're close to being able to finish things. We just got to make sure that we give ourselves opportunity. I tell you right now, you know, we get into Friday's game and it's go for it and they don't get the ball back. I'm going to go for it.
Sure.
Or it's we score and there's 35 seconds to go. We can kick extra points to tie it up. We can go for two to win it. We're going for two. Like, sure. I believe in my kids. And that's just that's who I am.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, too, because I think that's something, you know, maybe casual fans that don't understand will watch them and be like, why in the world did he do that? And the answer is because he freaking believes in his kids. You couldn't give him a bigger compliment than that. And I think that's awesome. All right, more to come on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. What have you seen from your senior leaders as they try to rally this locker room back?
I think, Park spoke to the offense guys on Sunday. I walked in there when they were finishing up, and he spoke to those guys, about finishing, about attention to detail, about fixing the small things, about being locked in, being tough. And I think, because his position changed and because he faced injury, it still doesn't change the fact that everybody around here knows what Parks brings to the table, sure, and the kind of leader he is. I think, Xavier Brown has been a much better leader for us this year. I think last year everybody wanted him to step into that role, and he was trying to figure that role out. And I think this year, more so than any, he's been really good. He was vocal all night on Friday for us, and I think he's done a great job. You know, David gives you the play on the field, but David also has been vocal about just, come on, guys, we got to be better, and we know we're capable of. We're still capable of securing a top three seed in our region if we handle our business like we're supposed to. But I think that's what the seniors have, like, they all practice the right way. So I think as they do that, that makes a younger guy have to do it. Because this is a guy who's down to his last few games that are guaranteed. And if he's going to go hard, I have no choice but to follow suit.
Yeah, that's good stuff to watch. How much do you lean on your coaching staff in times like this to keep everybody from, players to even parents, pulling in the same direction?
One thing I say, all the time is keep the outside noise out, inside noise in. When we say inside noise, it's the people that are around every day. It's not to say that a parent isn't in it, but it's just like, the noise that we need to be talking about is how we can get better, not about whatever it may be that we hear at home. It's no different. My dad would tell you, I've told him before, I forget what game it was. Our OC made a call, and my dad was on the side. This way, it wasn't while we were here, but the OC made a call, and my dad was like, oh my God, it's a dumb call. And he was right next to me. And I looked at him, I was like, hey, you. You can go too now. We're not doing that because these kids. I was like, these kids hear you.
Oh yeah.
I was like, so
yes, they do.
If you're gonna say that, you got to go. I love you, but you're gonna have to go too. So because kids will buy, like, that's all. Sometimes a kid needs to hear is a little bit of negativity, and now boom, they start spreading like wildfire. So for us, it's just about the coaches keeping them. Everybody's message has to be the same.
Right.
Like, if you coach defense, and yeah, we had a great outing. We held them to 181 yards total for the game. You know, going into their last drop, their that last touchdown drive, they were at like 105, right? And so, yeah, we played a good game defensively, but nevertheless, we lost as a team, right?
Sure.
Okay, the receiver coach may be like, hey, guys, we passed for 285. We had a great game. Well, receivers might have missed a couple blocks in the running game or didn't run the right route like when we pulled the ball. So there's a bunch of different things where it's got to be everybody's mesh has to be the same, because if it's not, kids talk. So
yeah.
If the DB coach says something bad about the O-line, well, what is the DB going to do? Man, Coach Green and Coach Davis said, y'all, And now it's where you have infighting. So we just have the biggest thing is to make sure the coaches all have the same message.
Consistency. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, looking ahead, Coach, so Lowndes comes in Friday, 7-0, playing really good football. What stands out to you about them? Like, what are you looking out
I
for them?
I think that everybody thinks it's the quarterback, which he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still 63% run.
Run, yeah.
So, you know, you can't go in the game and say, we're gonna stop this quarterback. Well, you know, he's handed it off a lot, you know, and their O-line, led by two really good players, you know, they're doing a good job of opening up some running lanes. I think they're doing a good job of how they call some things. So we've got to make sure that we go on for and are prepared to play a balanced football game on defense. And I think offensively, you know, we've got to take what they give you. You know, they do a good job of keeping a lot of things in front of them and making sure they're disciplined to what they do. I think, you know, we got to make sure that we are okay having 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives, which for us shortens the game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, keeps our offense on the field and their offense off. So I think, you know, just they're, and I think, like Coach Tolentino said it, the biggest thing that sticks out about Lowndes is not, it's, do they have good players? Yes. But the biggest thing that sticks out is that they don't hurt themselves. So there's not a bunch of turnovers. There's not a bunch of pre-snap penalties. Not a bunch of penalties in general. You know, so that's where you've got to be good about. You got to do the same thing. And I think we had the one holding call. You know, we were under like 5 or 6 penalties last week. So we did a good job of the same thing. But you have to match their discipline to what they're going to do as well, because that's where they kind of, that's where they stand out over a lot of, over everybody in the region, to be honest. When you watch their games, there's not a lot of flags that they produce.
So just myself watching a little bit of clips of what they do, it seems like they maybe use the running back in the passing game a good little bit too. What's the biggest challenge that they present to you on offense? Like, I know you talked about needing to focus on the running backs in addition to the quarterback. What scheme-wise type of thing?
I think when you do get them into the third and long stuff for the must-pass situations, it's one of those things where, like, okay, like you said, the back's getting out into it. So if you rush for and they are using the back, well, now if you try to drop 7, now the quarterback, there's not necessarily a spy on him. So now he can get a back-breaking first down because he scrambles for it.
Sure, yeah.
Well, then if you rush 3 to have a spy, now he has all day. And so now that's where receivers can move different spots. So I think that's the biggest challenge when it
that's
is passing
game,
time.
Yeah.
Do you blitz? Do you drop 7? Do you drop 8? Like, you know, that's where it can be difficult in that sense.
So defensively for them too, you know, they've been tough all year.
Yep.
What type of defense do they run, and what do you think the keys for your offense staying on schedule ahead of the chains is?
So they're all like us. They're a 3-3
stack,
team.
Yeah.
They run the stack. They move people around. They'll have the middle safe like we do with Will Johnson at times, where he's in the box but he's not in the box, and it's hard to account for where he's going to be at. You know, they do a good job of kind of having their guys in different positions. I think their outside backers, who are both 5'9 and like 160. Do a good job of waiting.
No kidding.
Not big dudes at all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's only one D lineman over 240, I think. The two outside backers are both like 160, 170. So, you know, it's a thing where they do a good job of just moving the defensive line, and then where they're supposed to fit the run up, they fit it up. I think it's just they mix in the coverage with how they play some cover two stuff. So, like, quarterback has to make sure what he sees is really what he sees and not being fooled. So I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, it's one of the biggest challenges, you know, where you have to kind of make sure that you scheme up correctly. But I think that they're disciplined. They're not gonna give you the over the top plays. If you get one of those, you've earned an over-the-top play, and we got to be willing to take what they give. That's why I said
sure.
Be okay with 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you want the big chunk plays? Yeah. But if I'm not going to give them to you, it's okay. Like, I've heard people talk about us. Like, we're playing so far off. We sure are. Because earlier in the year, what was the complaint? Well, we're giving up deep balls.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So the only way you fix that, back your butt up and make the offense.
Keep it in front of you, yeah.
Take. Are they going to be consistent enough to take the 5-yard stop routes? Probably not. You know, a lot of people aren't in today's game. And that's how we threw 285 last week. Richmond Hill said, we're not going to give you chances to get over the top of us with certain guys. And so we had to take what was in front of us, and we still threw for a bunch of yards. So, you know, I think that's where, you know, their defense does a good job of keeping it in front.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior, injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Lightforce High-Intensity Laser Therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advance Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. So, Coach, every week it seems like younger players are getting more experience. How much growth have you seen in those underclassmen, you know, in the future of the program?
I think they've done a good job. I mean, obviously we play a bunch of juniors as it is. I thought we saw that we missed sophomore Raymond Howard, who's our starting left tackle.
Yeah.
We felt that in that sense. I thought Judah Dickerson, who's our right tackle, who's his, I mean, still only game number 8 or 7 of him starting.
Sure.
He graded out the highest.
No kidding.
That's
Judah?
He graded out the highest for the offensive line last 2 weeks, for that matter. Like I said, Will Smith, first year being a full-time starter, played really well for us. We actually played 2 freshmen on special teams. Malachi Poole got really close to blocking the punt punt return.
Saw that.
And Jaquan Mercer gave us some great reps out there. And then Demi Coleman, you know, he did give up a corner route and a big third down in the first half. But he also broke up another pass, had 3 or 4 tackles, one-on-one with their running back, who was a big dude, who was 200-plus pounds.
Yeah, so, big old fella.
You know, that's another sophomore out there making plays. So, you know, it's not like there's not a lack of trying of getting different people into the game. So I thought, you know, he did a really good job of both those guys. And playing, I think, too, man, you know, Will Johnson or Will Jackson, we've got so many Wills, Will Jackson looks the part. But at the end of the day, he is still in his infancy of starting.
Absolutely.
And he is in his infancy of starting in Region 1. And, you know, for him to not have the world's greatest game against Valdosta and then come back and throw for 285, you got to, you know, I think watching his maturation go through it has been pretty good as well.
You know, he's got that thing about him, that it factor they talk about. So, talking about having to have these sustained drives, you know, maybe if they're 3-4 yards at a time, how important does that then make special teams in a game like this where field position really could mean all the difference?
Oh, it's going to.
That was a huge thing Friday night, just the field position where drives started.
Yeah, your punt team, obviously, you don't, like, I think we've only had to tackle the guy maybe two or three times all year.
Been all for, when we fair caught. The ball
because yeah. They all been fair caught, and that's a big deal because, like you say, kids are dangerous now on the return game. I mean, you know, I think we've got the best one, but there's some people that have kids with David Coleman type ability, and if you don't make sure that you cover it the right way, or the punter's getting the ball up high enough. With enough hang time, you can be hurt. Then obviously on kickoff, you got to be able to try to kick it deep and make tackles. And I think that's a big part of it as well. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, for us, we've been onside kick the last 2 weeks because of the guys that are back deep.
Yeah, and they see what's
right,
happened.
This
yeah.
is what's happened. So like it's crazy. Like Vedosta at one point just said, kick out of bounds. Like, and I made him re-kick it a couple times, but they just will kick out of bounds every time until you just don't, until you say, finally, sure, you want the ball. And so I think that's where, you know, we got to make sure, which we've shored up this week, to make sure we have enough people in those sky kick or those, like, little bloop kicks where it's right behind the first wall where we can recover those balls. Because if we get those balls, we're on the 45-yard line.
Absolutely,
you know, now
yeah.
the offense can smell.
It's great.
The, as we say, smell the paint. They can smell the goal line being very, very close. So special teams are going to continue to be important. You know, we got to make sure we shore those things up. And honestly, for us, we need to be able to go get a block punt. We haven't got as many this year. Obviously, I think people know that we were coming after them, and so we got to do a better job of trying to create some opportunities, some short fields, or even touchdowns if we can block a kick.
So, what's the one area you want to most see improvement on Friday night, regardless of the score?
I want to see us be tough in the trenches.
Toughness,
on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we gotta be able to bring the fight to the other group, and so that's something I want to see us do a good job of is. Being able to bring the toughness.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, so with the playoff picture still open, how do you keep the kids focused on what's still in front of them at this point? You know, a couple of weeks that have been tough, and
yep.
how do you keep them still locked in and you feel like they are?
I think you tell them, you know, you tell them the truth. You know, you tell them, guys, you put ourselves in a situation where we got to be perfect. I say
yeah.
You know, we're Richmond Hill from last year. Now we got to hope that somebody else, because they control their own destiny in that sense. So now we got to hope that we do our part. I said, you can win 3 games and you're in. It's that simple. You know, I said, you win 2, it's touch and go.
Yeah.
You win 1, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how you keep their focus, and you tell them the truth. I don't think you can sugarcoat in kids these days. Like I said, where we're at, like many parts of Georgia, you know, kids and parents are informed with what's going on. And so that's where you have to just tell them the truth about and be honest about what's in front of them and where they're at and what they can do. And like I told the guys, look, you know, Colbert played a tough line. They played Lions a very tough game, gave up a fourth down touchdown pass
right.
where their DB had it and picked it off. They ended up losing by, I think it was 14 or whatever. I said, then they turn around. But also Cloud 77, forget Cloud 9, they beat us like that. And then Colbert, without their best player, goes out and wins the game 18-17.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have told me that anybody's going to hold out under 20 points, under 28 points for that matter, because of how exposed they are on offense.
Sure.
So it shows, like Coach Alford's told you guys all year long, this is called the SEC because there's no gimmies.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because of the playoff success everybody has every year, but it's the fact that in our region, there are no gimme football games. Because I'll tell you to go watch Tiff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Tiff versus Lions last
beat
week.
Anybody, yeah.
Tiff played pretty darn good defense. I know they lost 34-0, but when you watch the game on film,
sure.
they didn't play bad. Their offense didn't come to the party with them, but they didn't play that bad. So, you know, this is a situation where it's any given night, you know, it can be any game. You know, like, you know, so you got to play because I think Tifton Colquitt was 14-0 at half.
Yeah.
Is all it was. So, or not Tifton Colquitt, Tifton and Lounge.
And Lounge, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. I'm all mixed
so,
up too.
Because yeah, it's rolling now. So.
Right, yes.
But, you know, just got to tell them the truth to keep them going.
All right, finally, Coach, what's your message to the Camden County fans heading into another big Friday night at home? And what do you want them to know about this team's mindset right now?
The kids love your support.
Yeah.
They need your support. They want your support. And that these kids are going to fight tooth and nail to give you the results you want. Obviously, everybody knows Camden wants to win, and we want to go out there and play hard. But I think that's the biggest part is that the kids want to see you support them. They want to hear you loud. They want to hear them cowbells. They want you to be out there in bleachers because the more of you that are there, the harder they play. You know, they're going to play hard. But I think when they see the people that love them out there,
yes.
it makes them go even harder.
I love it. Coach, thanks so much for giving me a little bit of time this morning. I appreciate it as always. Can't wait to get out there Friday and watch these Cats play. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears signing off.